Chapter 9. Dreams and Visions. And it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even on the male and female servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. Joel 2 verses 28 to 29. The Lord is God is the meaning of Joel's name. Although this name was common in the Old Testament, nothing is known about this prophet beyond the content of this book, which says only that he was the son of Pethuel. Unlike other prophets, Joel does not use a dating formula to begin his prophecy. Because of this, scholars have disagreed on the date of Joel's ministry and the date when this book was put into writing. Suggested dates range from the 9th century to the 5th century BC. The traditional view has the book of Joel written about 830 BC. This date seems to be preferred, since the nations and conditions mentioned by Joel best match this period. Also, the prophet Amos indicates an awareness of Joel in his prophecies. The occasion of Joel's message was a severe locust plague. Warning the people to turn to God in repentance, Joel announces that the day of the Lord is coming and will bring greater judgment. Before that judgment occurs, God will send his spirit, Joel 2 verses 28 to 32, to bring extended blessing. And it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter points to a partial fulfillment of this passage in Acts 2 verses 16 to 21 on the day of Pentecost. This is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. Joel 1 verse 1 gives us a clue that this man of God could see and hear into the heavenlies. It says, "The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel." A side note about this man, Joel was a prophet of Judah and possibly a contemporary of Elisha. The Lord God gave a promise to these people through this prophet Joel as an encouragement of hope. Joel had a heavenly vision and God knew he could be trusted to deliver this uncompromised message to this people. Joel 2 verses 24 and 26. And the threshing floors will be full of grain, and the vats will overflow with the new wine and oil. And you shall have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. Gives the benefits of God's favor and loving kindness to the people of Israel, favor. Such as, having much grain, plenty to eat, and being satisfied. Verse 27 says, "Thus you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and there is no other. And my people will never be put to shame." Now to get to some of this favor that will follow God's people. Even until this day, we have only to continue our chapter text once again. Joel 2 verse 28. And it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Also, do not forget verse 29. And even upon the male and female servants I pour out my spirit in those days. What I am hearing and seeing in my spirit is what this prophet of God had. And we in this day and hour are sharing in this favor. From the beginning of this writing I have presented evidence from God's inspired word. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. That the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. As God's sons and daughters, we are capable of hearing from God in the heavenlies. Our Heavenly Father, since creating man, has given us spiritual sight and hearing so as to communicate with us. We were made in His image and likeness and God said it was good. Our Father wants to have human beings here on this earth who will complement Him. He created us in His image and likeness, and that speaks volumes about our Heavenly Father. He liked His creation and said it was good. He created man and said it also was good. Even though man fell in Genesis, our Heavenly Father provided a way back to Himself immediately in Genesis 3 verse 15, which pointed to God's Son coming to earth and buying back, redeeming, His sons and daughters. He gave us spiritual sight and hearing in order for us to see and listen to Him. Bible history has proved this to be true. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18 states, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, brief and fleeting, but the things which are not seen are eternal." In 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1-5 we see more discussion from the Apostle Paul on this very important topic. As we discussed in the introduction, Paul was one who had experienced a move beyond the veil. Who else would be more qualified to back up others in their testimonies of such an encounter and a spirit-led walk? We read in 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1-5. For we know that if the earthly tent which is our house is destroyed, we have from God a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Here indeed in this present abode, the body, we sigh and groan inwardly. Because we yearn to be clothed over, we yearn to put on our celestial body like a garment, to be fitted out, with our heavenly dwelling. So that by putting it on we may not be found naked, without a body. For while we are still in this tent, we groan under the burden and sigh deeply, weighted down, depressed, oppressed. Not that we want to put off the body, the clothing of the Spirit, but rather that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal, our dying body, may be swallowed up by life, after the resurrection. Now he who has fashioned us, preparing and making us fit, for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. As we continue this journey, the prophet Joel unveils in his 3 chapters a great conflict between good and evil. God gives a clue to this prophet for a way out of this mighty judgment against a wicked generation. Notice in Joel 2 verses 30-31. I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. Now notice the hope that comes through this prophet of God to all future generations in verse 32. And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. What an awesome word through this man who was capable of seeing past the veil into that wonderful secret place, that is one day to be our eternal dwelling place.